call the omnipotent, the omnipresence, and the omniscience God. We have come unto you once again this morning. Lord, we thank you for the way you have been with us right from the beginning of the service. Now we want to listen to your word. Lord, may you open our mind of understanding, and may your word come with power. May your word profit us, O Lord God. May you bless us in a special way. Lord, use me as vessel unto your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord. Before I go into my message this morning, I want us to put hands together for the Lord once again. And secondly, I want us to appreciate the drama unit by put hands together for the Lord for that very powerful ministration. The Lord will continue to strengthen them in Jesus' name. I welcome to church this morning, and I welcome all our online worshipers who are joining us from different parts of the country and different parts of the world. Today is our Thanksgiving service. But before we go into the Thanksgiving this morning, I want to exhort you up in what I call grow in grace. Growing in grace. Growing in grace. And I want to take my text. I will look at two passages. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. If the choir can project it for me, the media can project that one for me. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. And he said, therefore, beloved, since you know beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. I'm sure that drama you watch, you see, our son was led away by the error of the wicked. Go to the next verse, verse 18. But, see, the Bible said, don't be led away by the error of the wicked. But, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. To him be glory, both now and forevermore. If anybody will not fall into error, if anybody will not go astray, if anybody will not move out of the perimeter of faith, the only recipe is to grow in grace. The reason we have so many issues and we have so many people getting out of the way, going astray, doing things that are not right as Christians is because they have been unable to grow in grace. But I want to put this passage by his side, and I want us to look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. And I'm going to now take the two together. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is a master of all. Verse 2. But is under guidance and stewards until the appointed, until the time appointed by the Father. Go back to that verse 1. The ear. The Bible says the ear, as long as a child, is not different from what? How many joint ears with Christ are here? Raise your hand. If you know you are joint ear with the Lord. Will you tell us that we are ears of the Father? We are joint ears with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are heirs of the Father. True. But it's not enough to be the heir of the Father. Say the heir, as long as what he remains a child, is not different from slave. What does that mean? If the heir stay at the level of the babe, and as a child, he cannot attain to the purpose of God for his life. Let me give you an example. Jesus was born and was meant to be the redeemer of the whole world. But when he was born, do you realize that Pharaoh was after his life? Could he do anything about it? He was taken to where? To Egypt. He was running away until the time upon he grew up. If the heir remained as a child, he cannot make use of the resources of the benefit they're supposed to have. What am I saying? Many Christians today, every one of us, God has proposed great things for us. God has big plans for us. God has put so many resources at our disposal. But we have refused to grow in grace. And when you do not grow, you remain as a child. And as long as you are as a child, even though you have the potential of the heir, but you remain with the status of a slave. Meaning, you are under when you are supposed to be dominating. This morning, I want us to know that God expects every one of us not to remain as a child, but to grow in the grace of God. But what is grace? Grace, you don't labor for it. Grace, you don't scheme for it. Grace is given to you unmerited, but you need to work on it so that it can grow. Let me tell you something. God is no respecter of man. He has given at the birth, the moment you are born again, he has invested in you a measure of grace. There's none of us who is here today who doesn't have a measure of grace invested in his life the moment you give your life to Christ. But whether you stand as a child of God, whether you fall as a stand of God, as a child of God, whether you are strong as a child of God, whether you are weak as a child of God, depends on whether you have decided to grow or not. Now, let me tell you something. Grace is like investment. It's a divine investment. It's not like that investor that we watch here. Grace is like a divine investment in every one of us. And do you know one thing about, or let me put it like a capital. Let's say it's a capital that is given to you. But when a capital, let me ask you a question. If you put 1 million naira they give you as a capital, and you put it in the bank. You don't do anything with it. In the next 3 or 5 years, will you still be able to buy what 1 million naira can buy today? If you put 1 million naira in bank 3 years ago, and you go to withdraw from bank today, can he buy what he could buy 3 years ago? So an investment that is not traded, two things will happen to it. Either it depreciates or it is lost. It cannot grow. So God has invested some measure of grace in every one of us, and they expect us to grow in it, to grow it. But when we do not grow it, we are unable to grow to the measure that God has proposed for us to grow. And we begin to blame God. God's not doing this. God's not doing that. But it's not that God is not doing this. It's not that God is not doing that. But we ourselves, we have not grown in the grace that God has invested in us. Now, let me say something. Let me try to liken grace in our Naija quarter with a data bundle. I may not know about that. I'm sure all of you are. Is there anybody who doesn't know what a data bundle means here? If you know what data bundle, wave your hand. You know what data bundle. You don't use phone. If you know what data bundle is, wave your hand. I just want to use this one to illustrate what I'm talking about. See, grace is like a data bundle. The person that does the subscription is God. You are not the one that's paying for that subscription. But you see, when you have that data bundle, maybe you have 2 gigs. Somebody can use that 2 gigs to watch pornography. Two of us. Somebody can use that 2 gigs to do data, to go through a course on data marketing. Do you get what I'm saying now? It's the same data bundle you have, but somebody has decided to use it to watch film, to watch football match, to watch pornography film, but another person has used it to do a course on digital marketing, to do something that can profit his life, to listen to a message that can bless him. So the first thing you need to know, you see, grace as an investment that you must grow. And any investment that you don't grow begin to depreciate instrumentally. And when you look at that verse 2 of that Galatians, it said that there is under guidance and steward until the time appointed by him. Jesus grew in the grace of God upon his life. Under guidance, under steward, he was a carpenter at a point in time. Remember, they call him carpenter. Sometimes they call him the son of a carpenter. He developed in the grace until he was able to enter into his purpose. Many of us, we just think that because we are Christian, that just it. And we remain at the same spot. And they always tell us, they will come to you, are you not coming to church on Sunday? Are you not coming to Bible study? Are you not coming to prayer meeting? You're on the same spot. Are you doing your quiet time? They are always, you yourself, you don't know that you are, that there's a need for you to grow the grace upon your life so that it can also be strong. But the second thing about seeing grace as an investment, that you see that you need to, you need to go under guidance, under tutelage. You have to move from tutelage to mentorship. If you want to grow as a child of God, if you want to grow in grace, you need to submit under tutelage, under mentorship. Jesus did it. You can't be bigger than Jesus. Let me tell you, the grace that God has given to any big minister in the world you have seen is what has given to you at Christian birth. But we develop, we grow in it at different pace. Some of us, you know, there are some data bundle that when you have it, if you don't use it, you know, it's become inactive. Two of us, the data bundle of grace upon many people have become expired. Because they don't use it. Because they ignore it. Some have perverted it. They are using it for something else, something wrong. So apart from seeing it as an investment, see that you need to, in order to grow it, you need to come under tutelage, just like Jesus. And you know, I want to ask you, do you know we have different types of children? We have children where we are of the Father, our children of God. But we have the children of God, we have three types. We have the ignorant children. Children who don't know anything. They just remain, they were, you know, every child that was born with a sense of ignorance. Am I right? But the baby is not supposed to remain ignorant. But many of us, the moment we give our life to Christ, we remain at that level of ignorance. We don't know the word of God. We don't know anything. Anybody can come to this pulpit here and bamboozle you with any kind of scripture. I will take you look like a sinker. I will believe that's all. And that is why it is easy for some minister, for some pastor, to lead some people astray. Why? Because they are ignorant children. They are children, but they are ignorant. And that way, as children, they remain as they live as slaves. They have the potential. They have the inheritance of the here, but the functionality of a slave. Others, you have children of God that they are not ignorant, but they are rebellious. They know the word of God, but they will not do it. They will not follow it. Then you have the third type of child of God who is obedient. So during the time of tutelage, you will decide whether you want to be rebellious or you want to be obedient. When you are obedient, you grow in grace. When you are rebellious, you prefer the grace. When you are ignorant, you don't grow in grace. So, where are you? No, audit yourself. As it begin to benchmark your life, since the beginning of this year, I'm not talking about I bought another car, I got another promotion, I got another child. No, I'm talking about your spiritual life now. Benchmark it. Have you grown in grace since the beginning of this year? Have you remained at the same spot that you were in January? Have you depreciated? Are you improving? Or are you rebellious? The Bible says that we should grow in grace. If we do not, we'll be led into error. And say that as long as the heir remains as a child, he remains a slave. Slave to sin, slave to oppression, slave to peer pressure. You submit to peer pressure. You submit to wrong advice. You submit to just wishful desires. How have we been going, growing since the beginning of the year? This month, we are wrapping up the third quarter of this year. Thank God if you have made progress. Thank God if you have one or two things. Thank God God has blessed you. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. But how far have you grown in the Lord this year? How much of grace has grown in you since the beginning of this year? And you see, for you to grow in grace, you must maximize opportunity for spiritual exercise. What did I say? Maximize opportunity for spiritual exercise.
You know, when we say there's fresher service, 3 days, fasting and prayer, it's an opportunity for spiritual exercise. Maximize it. When we say there's Bible study, 5 to 6:30, it's an opportunity to use scripture, to judge scripture, to have a better perspective of the scripture. Maximize that opportunity. Many people are in this church for the past 1 or 2 years. They are not in any sort of group. How can they grow? You have grace you are not putting to use. You can't just have a cutlass, file it, and keep it away and expect it to be sharper. Can it be sharper? It will be blunt. Many of you are running away from responsibility. I just want to come to church, just listen to service, and go away. You cannot grow that way, let me tell you. And when you are not growing, you cannot live. Even though God meant to be a joint here, but you cannot function as joint here. Because the Bible says, as long as here remains a child, am I the one that said it? It's the Bible. As long as the air remains a child, it cannot function as a son. It will always be working like a slave. May you not be a slave in your father's house, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maximize opportunity for spiritual exercise. With any time we announce evangelism, people will not come to church. When you say next Wednesday is evangelism, people think that's an off day. You don't know that's an opportunity for spiritual exercise. You announce, join a unit, join, they run away. If you do not get yourself involved, you cannot evolve. Are you listening to me? And if you do not evolve, you cannot manifest. You have to get involved to evolve so as to manifest. And the Bible said the annexed expectation of the old creature waited for the manifestation of what? But where are the sons of God who have refused to get involved? Because they refuse to get involved, they are unable to evolve. And because they are not evolving, they cannot manifest. May that not be your own story in the mighty name of Jesus. Grow in grace. And for you to grow in grace, you have to work on your weaknesses and build character. What did I say? For you to grow in grace, you must work on your weaknesses and build character. Let me tell you, I just said that grace is not given to us because we are perfect. The man invested with the maximum level of grace is still a man. He has weaknesses that must work on. I mean, look at Abraham. Look at what God invested in him. But at the end of the day, he listened to Sarah and went into what? To Agar. Look at the grace God invested in David. With everything, we know the story of the wife of Uriah. Look at everything God gave to Solomon. You know his story. So a man of grace is not a flawless man. But for you to grow in grace, you must work on your weaknesses. It will be stupidity of the highest order to say, yeah, I'm a strong Christian. I have nothing to worry about. You have everything to worry about. Because a man of grace is not a flawless man. So for you to grow in that grace, work on your weakness. Don't deny it. Some people, they live in self-denial. Don't deny it. Recognize it. Work on and build character. See, the problem when many of us Christians today is that we preach the gospel. We say we are Christian, but we lack character. There's no a Chinese adage said your deed speaks so loud I cannot hear your voice. Your action speaks so loud I can't hear your voice. Many of us, we are unable to preach where we find ourselves because we don't have good character. How many of you can boldly stand up in the midst of your classmates and say, look, Jesus is the Lord? They say, yeah. If it is you, it's a specimen of a Christian. I better not be a Christian. Many people cannot invite people where their shop are, where they are in their office. They see them carry Bible, but they don't see any character that goes in line with the Bible. You can't go and grace that way. Build character. Don't just think that your duty just to say, I'm born again, I'm a child of God, but your character does not show it. You can't go in grace. Some of us, we are loquacious. And we just talk anyhow. And so when you now say you are a child of God, people look at it. I say, Babala, what are you? Many of us, we jest too much. I'm not saying you should go and be frowning your face. No, even Jesus Christ was jovial. But then, you have to know the measure. There are certain discussions they are going to in your place of work, in your class, in your office, that when they are there, they know you are there, they know they can't go further. If you are serious Christian. Do you get what I'm saying? So, Pastor, maybe I'm going to say, because you are built character. But if they know you are one of them, they won't ask you, I bet you are going to have a chairman discussion here. Because you are not built character. Useless jesting, useless discussion, things that are not edifying, and you are contributing. And when you are in a place and people are making such discussion and they are comfortable, something is wrong with you. One of the ways you can know whether you are a light is that when you are in a place, whether in your office, in your room, in your class, in your shop, and people around you can say anything without any sense of shame with you there, then something is wrong with you. But if you are built character, they know build character. We say we receive anointing in the church and what? Make impact in the world. The impact can only be shown by the character we exhibit. You say you want to make impact, you are jesting just anyhow, you are backbiting just anyhow, you are gossiping just anyhow, you are arrogant, you are proud, and you say you are a Christian, and you say what to make impact? You can't make any impact. And you cannot grow in grace that way. Apart from the spiritual maximizing spiritual exercise, you must work on your weaknesses and then be your character. Otherwise, you remain at the same level. And then I want to say, because of my time, you must take charge of your space with boldness. As a child of God, know that God has put you in a space. And you must have boldness to take charge anywhere you find yourself. Without timidity, with confidence, with courage, declare the word of the Lord with boldness. Don't be a child of God that's always running from the devil. Today, a masquerade is chasing you in the dream. Tomorrow is the day you are running from. Day after tomorrow, the snake that is pursuing you. The other day, you are fighting with the goat. Take charge! Somebody was telling me that, a sister said she slept and some people were fighting her in the dream and it's as if they were having. Said, go back and sleep and fight them back. Say, go back and stay and fight them back. Say, look, we have to declare another battle. That's round one. That is first match. Now I'm going to sleep again. I want to do that thing and I want to beat you stupid. Black and blue. Stop running away from the devil. Poke your finger into his face. Take charge. You can't grow in grace when you're always timid. You see a terrible dream and you wake up, that kind, instead of standing on your authority and then send back to the sender and fire spiritual arrow. I said, God, I reject it. That's not my portion. I rebuke you. I bind you. If you come near again, the fire of God will consume you. That when I sleep, I draw a circle. And this circle is the Holy Spirit. You come there, you get burned by fire, Holy Ghost. You try it again, you'll be in trouble. Take charge of your space. Don't control, behave as a weakling. Yes, pastor may pray for you. Don't tell the pastor pray for me. You to pray. You to rebuke the enemy. Bible says resist. When you do that, what he says, he will run away. He will flee from you. So take charge of your space. Don't just begin to behave as a weakling. Stop saying negative things. If you continue to say that every now and then, you are not growing in grace. The only way we can occupy our space is to grow in grace. And let me say, whether anybody stands or whether he falls, will depend whether you decide to grow in grace or not. So this morning, as I'm branding this message, I want us to challenge us to look at our lives from January till now. How much of increment has come to the level of grace in your life? Are you really better spiritually the way you are now that you are in January? Are you still at the same spot? Or are you deteriorating? We still have one more quarter of the year to cover the lost ground. I want to challenge every member of this church from now to begin to benchmark his life spiritually. There are many people I know. I used to see them, buoyant, very agile, very serious. But over time, I begin to see that they are depreciated. The only reason is that they are refused to grow in grace. And there are some other people I've seen. They are just like babe. They are just like a lukewarm Christian. And I see them come more strongly. The only reason is that they have decided to grow in grace. God is not partial. Yoruba ni omo to ba se pa. Iya igbe. When God sees you grow in grace, he begins to increase your level of grace. But when you are not ready to grow, God does not want to waste his resources. And the only way by which you can become skillful is to begin to continue to practice. I think there was sometimes ago, just recently, I was listening to a commentary about what's the name of this guy that defeated Anthony Joshua. Yes, God bless you. The last fight they had in, it was in Saudi Arabia. I was listening to a comment and they said that when he wanted to fight Anthony Joshua, a world champion, he trained for 6 months. He didn't see any of member of his family. 6 months. Cut himself off from his family because he wanted to fight Anthony Joshua. And today, he beat Joshua the second time. Joshua said, hey, no, maybe so. They went back. He beat him the second time. You know that day Joshua initially walked out of in anger because he was dazed. Let us daze the devil. But we must be ready to make the sacrifice. You must be ready to go spiritual muzzle. You must try to get involved in spread exercises, get involved in evangelism, get involved in a unit, get involved in service. Do your quiet time, fast on your own. We will organize, we said every first Wednesday. You see, we have tried to do something to help people because we know other people. If you say, assuming we are not declining fast, I'm sure many people don't fast. Now we have declared, at least in this church, if you are a serious Christian, you are supposed to fast the first day of the month. Am I right? Yes, sir. And the last 2 days of the month. Make how many days? And every first Wednesday, make how many days? So at least you fast for 4 out of 30 days. We have already paid tithe for you. That's it. But apart from that, you on your own, any serious case, you have a day in a week that on its own, fast and pray. These are the kind of spiritual exercises that you get involved in to grow spiritual muscle. But even the one we organize, that's when some people run away. They will not be there for fresh air service. They will not fast on the Holy Communion. On their own, they don't fast anything. We have an hour of encounter, they will not be there. Bible study, how can you grow? And when you remain as a child, you are a problem, even to the church. Because we'll be fighting unnecessary battles. I want to challenge you this morning. Let every member of the church begin to benchmark his spiritual life, that now I want to begin to grow in grace. And remember, importantly, build your character. Many of our Christians are saucy. Many of them their tongue is very bad. They talk to people rudely. And they say, you are a Christian. Many people are very cantankerous. The old people always avoid and try to avoid you because they don't want your trouble. Why should you be one having trouble? Are you a dealer in trouble? You are looking for my trouble. Are you a dealer in trouble? Why? If you are not a dealer in trouble, they won't be looking for trouble. If they are always looking for trouble, that means you are a dealer in trouble. Let us begin to watch our characters. Let us begin to work on our weaknesses. Let us begin to grow spiritual muscle. Let us begin to submit to authority, just like Jesus, under tutelage, under guidance, and be obedient. And I want to challenge you, if you are in this service today, you are not a member of any unit, and you truly are a member of this church, before the end of next week, go and register to join a unit. If you refuse to do that, it means you are a rebellious child of God. That's all I know, because I want you to grow. You need to grow. This is your father's business. Because when you are in a unit, there are some things you go through. There are some regimentation. There are some discipline. But people don't want to be see, too much freedom. Say, know why people don't want to join any unit. They want to be free. They don't want to be controlled. You must come at this time. You must be here. If you are in choir, you don't have to come for what do you say now? Not choir. So people don't want their freedom to be restricted. And that's the problem. When you are not ready to subject to discipline, you are not ready to grow. But when you willingly and deliberately subject yourself to discipline, even if your leader is younger than you, you are investing your life. And you are asking God to increase more grace upon you. This morning, I am praying that from now onward, none of us will be like a slave. In the mighty name of Jesus. The reality of the church of God today is what we are afraid, in that first scripture that we read, and I want us to look at before I go, I will pray that first, I mean, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. That is the reality. Galatians. That's Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. That, there are so many that say, the year as long as a child does not differ from sleep. Many of us, we are children of God, but there's nothing to show. Yoruba ni akinri omo ba kamari ami dansa kilare be opolopo omo ba lanu lo wa nu ojo olo ni ti o sa mi dansa ki because they are refused to grow in grace. You are called to be a champion. Don't live as a slave. You are come to be a son with authority. Don't live as one that is subjugated. And that can only happen when you choose to grow in grace. Stand on your feet. I want you to begin to ask God this morning that, Lord, I am a joint heir with our Lord Jesus. I want to function in that position. I don't want anything less. You see, it is very bad to get something that's lesser than what God has proposed for you. Many people are getting far, 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 far less or lesser than what God has proposed. Not because God is not ready, but because we have refused to use the facility. I want to begin to tell God this morning that, God, help me. Help me, O Lord, to grow in your grace. Help me, O Lord God, to work on my weaknesses. What are your weaknesses? I have my weaknesses, you have your weaknesses. Please, let us recognize our weaknesses. Don't say, I'm just like that. That is me. See, and I wish to say people can come to church anyhow you like. But when you come into the church, you should not remain anyhow. We want anybody to come to the church. But when you come to the church is supposed to model your life. It's supposed to reshape your life. Don't stay the way you are. Don't say you can't know. That's where we are in our house. That's where we are in our family. That's where I come from. You can come from anywhere, but don't remain the way you are. If you are, they are talking to you in the church and you stay like that, you can't go in grace. Part of the reason you have come into church is for you to be pruned. It's for you to be tamed. Some of you like to do anything anyhow, but when you come to the church, you say, hey, do this way, don't do that way. That is where to help you to grow. But don't say, no, I don't want this is where I am. This is where we are in my family. This is where we are in our house. This is where, why should they be commanding me? And that is the problem. Why many people remain, I say, for how long will you remain a child? From beginning of the year, can you on your own sincerely say, I've grown spiritually? Can I say it even as your pastor? It's for every one of us. Nobody's excluded. Have we grown? And what effort have you made? Are you growing spiritual muscle? Look at your own character. Are you someone that's cantankerous? Are you someone that jests anyhow? Are you somebody that gossips? Are you someone that backbites? Are you the chief executive officer of Gossiper Association of Cedar Generation? Let us begin to work on our character. When individually we begin to go in grace, the church will go in grace. But if individually we refuse to grow in grace, we are causing problems for the growth of the church. I want us to ask God this morning to help us. I want us to ask God this morning And I want us to tell God this morning, I want to walk closer. I want a closer walk with you.
I want to move closer to you. Draw me nearer to you. I want to grow. If you are far away from God, you cannot grow. See, anointing comes either by impartation or by association. When you are not, when you are far away, you don't get the impact. I want to talk today on nearer to thee, O Lord. My song every day, Father, draw me closer. We'll take that song and I will pray.
Nearer to thee, nearer to thee, Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Oh, nearer to thee, Lord, nearer to thee, nearer to thee, Lord.
As we go to sing that song, we sing it three times, and after that, I ask Pastor Wotu to come and pray for us and add all the prayer. But see, as we are here, the various units in the church is being displayed. Don't be an unknown quantity. When you don't belong to any unit in the church, you can't be known. You just call me, you go out. You call me, you go out. That's not the way to, you cannot grow. And I've said, I'm encouraging not to be a rebellious child or son or daughter of God. You still go out and say, the pastor says, oh, that means you are rebellious. The units are being displayed on the screen. These are avenues for good. These are training grants. Many of us, or even all of us, this is how we grew. We have to go to training grants. Jesus went to the tillage. You can't escape it. If you escape it, then you don't want growth. These units are being displayed here. That will tell you when you get there, there will be some discipline, some submission, some pruning, some taming, some training. And all this will help to grow you. So we'll tell this song three times and pass away to you. Come on, round of prayer.
Oh, my songs every day. Father, draw, Father, draw.
By the name of our Lord Jesus, we thank you very much for blessing us this morning. Thank you very much for the revelation that has come unto us. Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, corporately, we cry for mercy upon our lives. Lord, a lot of us, we've remained like a babe, we've remained just like a child, and the enemy has enslaved our lives because we refuse to grow. Today, in the name of our Lord Jesus, We plead for mercy. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, be merciful to us. Lord, we have been too edgy. We've been too rebellious against your name, against your word. Lord, but today in the name of Jesus, we open our hearts to you. We declare in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you will take us out of the rebellious spirit and headiness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, grant us grace to grow now. As from now, we will not remain dormant. We will not remain on the same spot. Lord, we receive strength to move. We receive strength to advance. We receive strength to take possession of our place. Lord, by the name of Jesus, we occupy the space you have given to us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as from now, by the name of the Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, by the time you are going to look upon our life at the end of this year, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, you will take us to a greater height. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our relationship with you, Lord of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, we will have grown mightier, stronger. Oh Lord, in you, in your wisdom, in your knowledge, in understanding of things, in prayer, in the Lord, in seeking your face, in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive strength in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We ask that you will transform our lives, our character. You will change our character. Lord of heaven, prune us. Prune everyone in this place. Prune, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Transform our nature to your nature in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. We bless you and worship you. We thank you very much, Lord, for your servant whom you have used for us. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will renew his strength. You will replenish. We receive more revelation unto him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you very much for increase of grace upon his life too. We exalt you. We magnify you. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Please ensure that you join one group. At least one. At least one.